The late Charles W. Moore was the consummate architectural trickster, a practitioner of what is called serious play. He loved all kinds of art and architecture, from Northern California ranch houses to classical Greek columns to Balinese puppet theaters. He couldn't resist combining them in his Austin home. Moore started with a 1930s-era bungalow overlooking a freeway entrance ramp. He framed a new entry with a 20-foot tower and a graceful cut metal gate. He clad the house in board and batten siding, painted gray. Inside, he gutted the space from floor to rafters. Outside, he enlarged the south and east walls to accommodate oversized windows. Moore loved ellipses, the near-circular form used by Renaissance and Baroque architects, so he overlaid an ellipse on the floor plan and designed a curved, book-lined hallway that runs from the entryway to the walls of windows facing the backyard. Moore's infectious love of architecture from all lands shows up best in the tall display cases that punctuate the ellipse wall. They are based on 19th century drawings of ancient armor. Moore substituted Mexican folk art masks for the Roman helmets and Navajo kachinas for the breastplates. He painted the surfaces in patterns drawn from Asian textiles. He surrounded the room's fireplace with blue and purple tiles and framed the fireplace with cardboard columns decorated with painted flowers and capped with plywood moose heads. Today, a namesake foundation operates the Charles Moore House and opens it for tours by appointment. This seriously playful Austin home has been cited by the New York Times as one of the nation's more important examples of residential architecture.